Seeing in parallel the colors of night. My first independent invention was a CD-based car MP3 player in 1998. There were many other MP3 player patents dating many years back. I didn't invent anything new. My second invention, about 10 years later, was a freaking starship, and it was safe for teenagers to fly. It was a high-altitude balloon with a miniature craft that would beam down video and movement of the platform to a trailer down on the ground where the crew would be experiencing all the motion in near real time. Once the balloon pops, it would be possible, to the dismay of the FAA and every other three-letter agency, to attempt to steer it. The kids in the trailer on the ground would be getting real feedback to whatever the heck they would be trying to do up there. Once someone slams the deploy parachute button, the miniature craft would slow its descent. The trailer would shudder. My third invention, from not too far back, was a board game, but a fascinating one. Amazon sells see-through acrylic padlocks and deadbolts for locksmith training. And I realized that one could create a little game out of them. Basically, the players would have to lockpick their way through the game. They would each receive a little lockpicking kit, which is the real deal. As a real bonus, the last door they would have to pick was the door to their own house. This would teach the players to find a quality lock and actually help them in real life. And just now, I'm toying with the extremely CPU-intensive post-processing of photographs. I was just able to bring color to an infrared photo taken in the middle of the night. There are no practical applications here. This is nothing new. I'm just looking towards astrography, contemplating the Milky Way, and CCD sensors. Toying with a program called ZeroMQ. It's just meant to send information between programs and computers. But I can also see that it could control a large array of cameras, and I'm just wondering, what could that mean for slow motion, for super resolution, and things like homemade supernovae detection software? It is all fun and games. I'm hardly programming any of this, and it's all just about as unscientific as it can be. But it does help with daydreams. Having a bold idea and looking into it teaches something. This kind of exploratory learning or self-education is far more powerful than reading textbooks or even listening to lectures. Do not be afraid of imagining interesting things. Take to the microscope, the telescope, infrared, and thermal imaging. I think self-education is the only way to make the world a better place. Treat school for what it is today, and don't let it stand between you and real knowledge and real genius and real fun.